This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus is causing fear in the United Kingdom and abroad, so much so that countries across the globe have shut their borders to Britain to try to prevent the highly infectious strain from entering. Now BioNTech's chief executive is speaking out with a message of calm. Ugur Sahin of BioNTech, the company that co-developed the Pfizer vaccine, said he is confident the vaccine would be effective against a variant of the coronavirus. He told Bild TV that his company is investigating the mutation, but he viewed the matter with a degree of soberness. The World Health Organization also has cautioned against major alarm, saying this was a normal part of a pandemic's evolution. The WHO added, there is no evidence the new strain is deadlier or more severe than any more common strains, and the best thing people can do is work to suppress transmission. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile journeys, and cross-channel trains and freight because of rising international alarm. And one of Britain's major supermarket chains warned the blockade could trigger shortages of fresh fruit and vegetables later this week. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware on Monday. The president-elect thanked the healthcare workers and clinical workers who have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He also said the Trump administration deserves credit for getting Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine development program, off the ground. Also Monday, the U.S. government and two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains began a nationwide campaign to vaccinate nursing home residents. The programs are led by Walgreens and CVS. This is VOA News. British Airways and Delta Airlines announced Monday they will only allow travelers to test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. This comes after calls to ban air travel by the state of New York's governor and New York City's mayor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Mayor Bill de Blasio, pushing for a ban due to the mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the UK. Virgin Atlantic has also announced it will require all London travelers to the U.S. to present evidence of a negative COVID-19 screening. The U.S. House of Representatives has begun debate on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package meant to stimulate a pandemic-hit economy. The bill is backed by the White House and includes $600 payments to most Americans, as well as additional payments to the millions of people thrown out of work during the pandemic. The House of Representatives is expected to vote sometime Monday evening. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters at the Capitol that passage of the legislation in the Senate will happen later on Monday, but it will be happening. The wide-ranging bill also spends $1.4 trillion on an array of federal programs through next September. It has a net cost of roughly $350 billion for coronavirus relief, according to McConnell. The European Union has given official approval for the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. The EU's Executive Commission authorized the use of the shot across the 27-nation bloc. The approval came after the European Medicines Agency said the inoculation meets quality and safety standards. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said deliveries of the vaccine are scheduled to start Saturday, with inoculations beginning across the EU December 27th through the 29th. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr said Monday Russia was behind the massive hack of U.S. government computer systems, contradicting President Trump's suggestion that China could be involved. 2 days after President Trump downplayed what intelligence experts have called the most devastating break in U.S. computer security in years, Barr said he agreed with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's attributing the hack to Moscow. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Monday he had tricked a Russian secret agent into disclosing details of the botched plot to kill him and had been told poison had been placed in his underpants. Navalny, who is one of President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken critics, was airlifted to Germany for treatment in August after collapsing on a plane in Russia. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.